No, you put a log in there.
Yeah, if you want to saw a log.
Oh.
You put it into a support like that.
Mm. That's called a carriage. We'll carry the log to the sawing then.
Oh, well, if you're just doing it by hand.
Oh, by hand. I guess it would be a carriage right on.
Okay, well, have you ever heard it called a rack or a...
A what?
A rack or a saw rack or saw jack?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember. I guess that comes since my time.
Okay. And a thing with four wheels and a handle to push it by that you put a baby into is called...
Carriage.
Okay. And if you have a baby in a carriage and you want to take it for a walk, you say, I'm going to what the baby?
Roll it.
Okay. And if you're at the corner of a field, like this, you're standing right here, and you want to get clear over to this corner.
Mm.
Instead of going all the way around, you can jump over the fence and you can go how?
Straight to the fence.
Okay. Do you ever call it catty corner when you do that?
Huh?
Do you ever call it catty corner when you do that?
Catty corner?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it won't be going right straight.
Would that be going across the middle?
Yeah, kind of going the middle way.
Okay. Well, if you have two roads that cross like that, or like that, and you have a house right here and a house right here, you say that the houses are what from one another?
On the road.
Okay, and if you have a house here and a house over here, what do you say about the houses?
When it's crossed the road.
Okay, would you ever call those catty corners? If they're like this?
No, I'll never say
that. Okay. What does the word catty corner mean to you?
Well, they mean the two houses are not right square.
Oh, uh-huh. So...
One set further this way, one the other way.
I see. Well, if you have a piece of furniture, like that chair in there, is that called catty corner to the wall? When it's in the corner like that?
Oh, yeah.
I see. Okay. Well, those are all my questions, and I still appreciate you talking to me.
Yes, you appreciate hearing from me. You can feel better.